This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Joshua 16 through 17. What's happening? Joshua continues to divide up the land and assigns the rest of the remaining 11 tribes. Joseph's tribe is the next to receive their land. Back in Genesis, this tribe was split into two, each named after Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Half the tribe of Manasseh, along with Reuben and Gad, had decided to settle outside Canaan, east of the Jordan River. But Ephraim and the other half of Manasseh are assigned their plots and given land near the center of the nation. Immediately, there are problems. First, Joseph's tribe did not completely drive out God's enemies like they were supposed to. Second, they complain that their land is too small. They ask Joshua to give them more land than God originally allotted. The problem wasn't that their allotment was too small, but that they were too afraid to drive out the Canaanites. If they want the land, they need to trust God's power and take it. Where is the gospel? Though God has led Israel to take over much of the land, they do not end up trusting him to finish what he started. The reason for this lack of trust is fear. Joseph's descendants were afraid of the strong Canaanites and their iron chariots. They didn't trust that God would lead them to victory like he had before. But Joshua tells Ephraim and Manasseh that they can successfully drive out the Canaanites despite their numbers, advanced weaponry, or strategic military positioning. After all, Israel's victories had never been the result of size or strategy, but of God's power. Jesus also defeated strong and well-armed enemies, sin and death. He did so not by overpowering them with force or numbers, but by dying and rising again through God's power. In the same way, Israel should have looked back on God's victory in the past to strengthen their trust in him for the future. We too can look back to Jesus' decisive victory over death. We can trust that not even the strength of death and the sting of the grave will gain victory over us. Instead, we will take possession of the land our enemies try to take from us. Through faith in Jesus, we will inhabit a plentiful and spacious land in the new heaven and new earth. It is a land that will be completely pure, where no outpost or pocket of evil can remain. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who is mighty in battle despite our enemy's strength or our weakness. And may you see Jesus as the one who died in weakness to grant us eternal strength over our greatest enemy.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.